Scientists haven't studied this, but I'm pretty sure there's a connection between your lawnmower and your man junk, also known as your penis. Disagree with me? Think that the next time that you go buy a lawnmower, you won't think about how it reflects on your downstairs department? Okay, what about if you were to buy one of those lawnmowers that push themselves? Yeah, that's right. All of a sudden it's conjuring images of you being a bit of a Nancy. In Australia we call it politically incorrect, a bit of a poof. Well, anyway, I made the call about 5 years ago to actually get myself a lawnmower that, you know, you push the wheels, it turns the operation, the cogs, and then it does the blade and it cuts the grass. Friends mocked me. They instantly started quoting lines from well-soiled advertisement campaigns like, if your grass grows too long, you won't be able to cut it, it doesn't do a good job, etc. Anyway, the one thing I hated was, on a Sunday morning, when you get up to mow the lawn, you know, as you do, you find out that, oh, I'm out of petrol, I need to go and get some. I mean, the thing is the power to essentially push a cart, or a go-kart, really, really fast, and I'm using it to cut grass. Seems a bit of an overkill. Anyway, so I thought, screw that, I'm going to get myself one of those push lawnmowers. And if you don't believe me, just have a listen to this. I'm actually in my shed right now. Here. That's my lawnmower. Now, let me just smash a bunch of myths. It doesn't work on long grass. Well, there's a massive buffer between that, because during spring, my grass gets quite long, and it actually carves through it quite quickly. Number two, it doesn't do a good cut. I actually believe it does a better cut than your normal rotary round-and-round-and-round lawnmower. Plus also the fact that you can just do it in snippets. You pick up the lawnmower, you do which, you know, the bit that you want, you put it away. Over 5 years, I don't know how much petrol I have not used by getting myself one of these things. Now, do yourself a favour. Go out and buy one. You won't regret it. And you'll thank me. Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I just thought that when it comes time to buying one of the lawnmowers, people like to go to the biggest one possible. Because, as it turns out, it's not what you do with it. Apparently, it's the size that matters.